I'm not certain exactly how they got my email address. A friend in the know thinks it happened when I misspelled a celebrity's name in my search for the celebrity's website. It's a long story. I typed in the site address, and a screen popped up, warning me that this was not a site for those under 18. I attempted to X out of it, pun intended, but it didn't let me. It led me instead to another screen, one apparently inside the X-rated website. That screen allowed me to close out of my promise first experience with that sort of internet thing, and I did. From that point on, perhaps coincidentally, I have no proof of any connection, I've been getting nasty emails. And you know what kind of nasty I mean. The first, back when I was naive, arrived on a Sunday from a friend named Laura, not that I have a friend named Laura, with a ray line that said simply, "Live." Imagine my surprise when I clicked it open to find what no friend of mine would ever write. The email messages continued, arriving curiously on Sundays mostly, and became increasingly more graphic. With graphics, I mean. It's gotten so bad, in fact, that I have a special folder where all my messages from Laura and friends are supposed to go so that I don't ever see them. My email searches for words Laura might use, the clever phrase XXX. Trouble is that Laura's a smarty. The emails don't go there. Just a few days ago, for example, when Michelle, no friend of mine, sent me a message with an attachment titled Teens, it didn't go into my special email folder. It should have. A tiny problem, sure, but each of these emails has jolted, shocked, repulsed me. They are particularly troubling when you consider that my interaction with the internet, beyond my accidental visit to that one website, has been innocent. I wonder how many children have received the same messages from Laura and Michelle. Children or not, I am certainly not alone. Most reported cases involving such email, unwanted electronic missives otherwise known as spam, involve huge internet service providers and lawsuits brought by them against the spammers. But there are a few cases involving the little people, like me, who open email, find poorly worded, poorly spelled urgings, and sue. Like those in Washington State who helped to bring an action against a man who'd sent emails about his How to Profit from the Internet book, poetically, his attorneys argued that Washington's Commercial Electronic Mail Act violated the Constitution by interfering with interstate commerce. You stop someone from sending mass spam emails, they argued, it's unconstitutional. The state Supreme Court did not agree. And listen up, Laura. Illinois has one of those nifty acts, too. Send me an unsolicited email with a misleading subject line, as I'd argue that you have, and I can sue for $10 per email plus, if I can prove certain other things. Now, if I could just find out who you are. Our computer people working on that report that often spammers alter identifying information on their emails. That's against Illinois law, too, by the way. So some words of advice from a now expert. Should you ever get an email from a woman, first name only, with a ray line that reads live or teens or, I should have seen this one a mile away, top babes, brace yourself, open it just in case you're wrong, and don't let them know that your email address is valid by responding angrily, as I did. And always check the relevant dictionary, People Magazine, before spelling a celebrity's name. I'm Amy Guida.